conclusion that my early experiments were rudimentary at best, and in almost all cases, caused more chaos than perfection. From the black void of my naive exuberance came many monstrosities. Frankensteins that failed every conceivable moral and ethical code came to life both in reality and in my imagination. Like Schopenhauer, I did not believe in God. Will without wisdom finds unpredictable outcomes. Treasure sparks like flint and stone in the cavern of one's mind. When they catch fire, they burn like bonfires. Demons dance in the shadows. I choked on the black smoke of my naivete until the oxygen ran out, until I fell from the towering heights of logic and reason into despair. But the will of my imagination is strong. It was never put out. It burned brighter with each disaster until I became a monster of my own making. As the snake eats its own tail, the snake grows longer and more hungry. The child I once was turned into the alchemist all feared. The fire that once sputtered and spurted in the depths of my cave now glowed both day and night. In the Carpathian Mountains, I built my laboratory. The animals shuddered and fled. No one in their right mind would come there then, for I had lost my own. In the pursuit of light, I created a black hole, a vacuum created by desire. The depths I reached were intoxicating, limitless, powerful. At my pinnacle moment, all was mine. The universe could no longer support the foundations of my achievements. In the final collapse, my will was extinguished, and a white light cracked open in the sky. Albedo, the whitening, was achieved. I cannot take credit for it. Grace or chance, I will never know. It was my fault. It was my folly. It was not of my own making. If you choose this path, take care. In my footsteps, you must say goodbye to innocence. Mostly, it is loss which teaches us about the worth of things.